AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Four remaining GOP presidential hopefuls are getting ready to go after each other tonight in Detroit. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
Ross, the Republican Party, whose candidates are facing off in debate here at Detroit's Fox Theater, is seemingly at war with itself. Frontrunner Donald Trump was today effectively called a liar and a cheat who's unfit for office by the last two GOP presidential nominees. Tonight, the question is, what can Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich do to stop Trump? Cruz and Rubio savaged him at the debate in Houston last week, but the billionaire businessman swept seven states on Super Tuesday. That triumph knocked former neurosurgeon Ben Carson from the race. He won't be here tonight and is announcing his withdrawal at a conference in Washington tomorrow. Ross?
A possible tone of tonight's debate was set earlier today when Mitt Romney, the party's nominee in 2012, hurled insults at Donald Trump, the frontrunner in 2016.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark.
Romney says Trump is a phony and a fraud.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers.
And says only the other three GOP candidates have offered serious policy proposals.
One of these men should be our nominee.
Trump fired back.
I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant.
Calling Romney a stiff, a choke artist who blew the last election after begging for his endorsement.
He failed horribly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz trying to take Donald Trump down tonight, a political scientist at American University says John Kasich's challenge will be to get his message across.
That's going to be very difficult when they're all going to be shouting at each other and they're going to be tripping over each other and exceeding their time limits.
This is AP Radio News. Due to warm weather, snow is being transported into Anchorage, Alaska, the ceremonial starting point of this weekend's Iditarod sled dog race.
We've got seven rail cars that can tip sideways that are bringing in snow from Fairbanks. We've got about 350 cubic yards of snow coming in to help supply the Iditarod.
Tim Sullivan, a spokesman for the Alaska Railroad, says this is the first time that his company has had to haul snow to cover the course.
We've moved snow with these air dump, side dump cars before, but it's always been for our purposes, whether it's moving it from an avalanche or moving it from one place to another. But this is the first time we've been asked and have had the opportunity to help out Anchorage and help out the Iditarod with this process.
The race will officially begin Sunday in Willow, Alaska, about 65 miles north of Anchorage, where there is snow covering the ground. The farther north the dog sleds go, the deeper the snow will be. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.